Men Who Win, full of God's purpose, power, and life. Now, here's Gary Chester.
What does it take to be a man?
The nationally distributed magazine, New Man Magazine, attempts to answer that question, what does it take to be a man? And my guest this segment of Say the Males is its editor, Robert Andrzejczyk. I've been a subscriber to the magazine now for more than 5 years, and it has given me much personal inspiration and practical information on how to fight the hard battles in my own life. And it's been a major resource for this program. I recorded a very good conversation with Robert Andrzejczyk, the editor of New Man Magazine, and I'm going to play you an excerpt from that now. I think you're going to find it very helpful for your own life. You know, Robert, in talking about temptations and particularly the sexual temptation and going to our wives with that, of course, that is that's a delicate matter because some wives are prepared to be able to handle that kind of confession and to pray, and some are not. So would you agree with that?
I would agree wholeheartedly. Yeah. And that's why I think it's important that in that case, I don't think it's a one-size-fits-all kind of solution. Mm-hmm. I don't think it's, well, you need to be totally honest with your wife every time you even have a lustful thought, whatever, or you know, don't ever tell your wife anything, just tell her your accountability partner. I think, you know, ultimately, I am of the belief, and I'm sure a lot of guys will disagree with me on this, but I'm of the belief that your wife should not be your accountability partner. Your wife should never have to be put in the position of being your parole officer, okay? I mean, she is not the one responsible to help you. You need to find a brother in Christ who will be, number one, who understands where you're coming from, and number two, so who will be radically honest with you. For instance, if you call your accountability partner and you say, hey, you know, I fell into temptation last night. I was on the internet looking at pornography. That guy should be able to look him in the face and say, well, why'd you do that? Why didn't you call me? You know, and be radically honest with that person and really get in their face. And I think women tend to have that mercy gift, you know, many of them. And, you know, they want to be forgiving so many times. And without knowing it, the men enable themselves to continue in the sin. Where I think most guys, if you find a person who's radically honest about their own struggles and is ready to be honest with you and to support you in the process of coming out of this, I think you have to have both. But I certainly don't think that your wife should be your accountability partner. Yet I think it's critical that she knows if you are struggling, you have to find a way to tell her. I would not personally recommend that you get into specifics and tell her everything maybe that has happened down to the last detail. But she should know what's going on in your life to some extent. And there has to be someone who does know everything. But I personally think that should be a godly man, preferably a pastor or a counselor or someone in the church that you know you can trust.
I'm talking right now with Robert Andrzejczyk, the editor of New Man Magazine.
Men Who Win. To hear more, go to menwhowin.com.
Robert, when we're talking about really deep-spirited friends and the terminology of accountability, friendships now has been around for the last 10 years, and it's something that you and I are involved in, and I know with me personally and probably with you, it's probably been the most liberating one thing for me in my walk with Christ. What kind of tips or suggestions would you give to a guy out here who is listening to us? Because I have guys come up to me. I've written a little book, and some guys have read the book, and then also on the radio show, we talk about the importance of having a real tight bud who knows everything about you.
Yeah.
And they come up to me and they say, you know, I'm really sensing that I should have somebody like this in my life, but I don't. What suggestions would you give then to find such an accountability friend?
Well, that's a great question. And I will tell you this, it won't just happen without your work, without working. You're going to have to work to find that kind of relationship. Let's face it, most guys, most of us don't know what it means to cultivate a relationship and, you know, intimacy, and not intimacy in sexual terms, but intimacy in terms of friendship, that deep abiding friendship that I think the Bible talks about when it talks about David and Jonathan, you know, how they were closer than a brother. You know, I have that kind of a relationship with a friend here at Strand Communications, a guy who understands me, who knows everything about me, who's my best friend in every sense of the word. And the way I think it, one thing that is common, or I can recommend, is take a risk and go up to a person that you think you would want to be a good friend and just say, hey, would you like to go to breakfast one morning? Would you like to have lunch with me? You know, do you want to go, you know, go see a movie together or something? You know, take a risk and go up to that person, try to get to know them. You know, and as soon as, and I think ultimately as you get to know that person, if you start to trust them, you'll start to build that bridge and that honesty can start. It shouldn't certainly happen overnight. If you invite a guy to go to breakfast and you tell him your whole life story and, you know, that you're involved in different things, whatever, what have you, if you just dump on him all at once, well, that guy is going to think you're crazy. He's not going to want to be your friend. But I think over time that just has to develop. So I think it's going to take work. I think most guys just expect that God will just give them a friend and that there's not going to be any work involved. And I think you have to find a person who's willing to be your friend also. So work, I guess, is the key thing. Be willing to do that. But in the end, those efforts will pay off greatly. And as you said, it's such a wonderful thing to know that there's other people out there that deal with the same stuff you do. And maybe another place to start would be if your church has a men's Bible study. You know, my church does. That you can go to and make some friends there, and then maybe branch out outside of that eventually, and you know, maybe take a risk, go to breakfast or lunch, but do build and form those relationships because it's critical. You got to have a guy in your life that you can talk to and call anytime, because we understand where the other guy is coming from. If you have a guy who's not compassionate or who's not honest, who's not willing to talk to you about his struggles or be transparent, then you probably need to find a different relationship. I think that transparency is just really a key.
Robert, I really want to thank you for being with me on the program. You have been such an inspiration.
Oh, it's been my pleasure, and I just hope that it helps guys out there and helps churches to reach other guys. And if I could just put a quick pitch in for our website, it's sure. newmanmagazine.com. You can get information about the magazine and how to subscribe.
Life is a struggle. You try to stand your ground. When you're in a battle, you sure can get knocked around. If you're ever wounded, I'll take your place in the war. After all, that's what a brother is for.
Men Who Win with Gary Chester. Bored with life and stressed, but worried about God stealing what fun you do have? Well, you've got it backwards. There's no adventure like understanding more clearly God's game plan for you. To hear more, go to menwhowin.com. menwhowin.com.